We're holding in Sadi Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. Im be'emset tefilos nisor lo taiva. So if the middle person is davening, well, it means they took the precautions beforehand, but they feel the need to now relieve themselves. Ya amiratzmo ad shigmor v'loyafsi. Stand until the sensation passes and don't interrupt. V'im b'shas kriyashma b'rchoseha nisor. If this happens not in the time of Shmona Esrei, but time of Shema and its brachos, so bein the katan and bein the gadolim, where the person feels the need to urinate or they feel the need to defecate, kori kedarka. You keep going. You read regularly. Chagah v'davka says the Rama, she'ena mis'ave kokach. That's like such a pressing need. Meaning, we'll see. There's going to be discussion in the postgame later if it's a tremendous need to go to the bathroom or a slight need to go to the bathroom. The east bay mishum ba'al tashak. So if it's that much, you can't. You know, it's really a pressing need. Okay, ava belavach. If it's not to that extent, yosetov lahafsik. Better to stop. Bring the Chuvas Rashba, Simon Kuflamet Aleph, Psak, the Mutter, Truma Sadesh, and Simon Tes Zion, Pasuk, the Osir. Okay. Vitzorach Lechalekach. You have to talk, we'll have to distinguish between whether it's a small need or a great need. Then Zof the Mechaber, Ve'im, Rotza, Laharchik, Lahatil, Mayim. If the person wants to distance themselves and be Matil the Mayim, Ose, you can do that. Matamam here is a euphemism for urinating. You're allowed to do that in the Shema and the Brachos. Okay, that is the Mechaber in the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah be'emtzo. Rotz Loma, this is Sifkat and Ches. Shekodem tefila bodek atma, you checked yourself before you started davening. Oh, shelo hayitzorech linikov of klal. You didn't have the need to go to the bathroom before Shmon Esrei. Lekach, therefore, afa pisha acher kachnis, or now after you start already, you feel the need to go to the bathroom, afilu legadolim, even if it means to defecate, ein or shoy lehafsig b'emzah, you're not allowed to stop in the middle. Uposhet l'acher shesiem Shmon Esrei, it's obvious, says the Chafetz Chaim, that after you have finished davening your Shmona Esrei, also lahamid atzmo oid lemor kedusha, then you can't begin in, that's like an inyan acher, something different, and now start the kedusha. Is that inyan acher, as he says, right? Bekein de isa el besimen nun hey siv gimel behagol. Ayin Sham, discussing the different levels of if you don't have a minion anymore, what part is, you know, saying a Kaddish or a Kedusha, what's considered, are you allowed to continue, what you're not allowed to start with, and once if you had the minion, then it disbanded, etc. Ve'im yochel lahamid atzmo ad parsa, if one could hold himself the amount of time to walk a parsa, for meal, 72 minutes, ayin le'el simen, sifkat zayin, that was it in yesterday's shir. Tes, b'shas kriyashma, the time of the Shema and the Brachos, so it's alone means like this. After b'kriyashma b'rechoseha hu yochel leilich b'mokam ze b'mokam achir liponos sham o lahatil mayim. Now again, you're allowed to move. Shmon Esrei, you're not allowed to move. But during this, you could walk and go use the bathroom. You could go and then come back. Kamoshim misayim b'sof asif, the end. Afilu hachi im hu roitze, if it wants to, hu yochel likros kedarka v'ein tzarek lahafsik. You're not required to do this, is what he's explaining. Kevin shemikodem bodok esatzim, because you checked yourself before and didn't have the need to go to the bathroom when you started. V'ayim bir halacha b'biranu de'ein mutter rak ad shmona esrei. This is only allowed up to shmona esrei. Ava shmona esrei hu inyan achir, also lo leimar. Now, if you can't begin a Shmona Esrei if you felt the need to go to the bathroom at that point. Kevin shoot tzarech, if you have to, you feel the need to relieve yourself, then you can't begin a Shmona Esrei knowing that. Al Kain, and therefore, Yir lahafsik al koponim the birchas emes v'yatziv, to stop at emes v'yatziv, let's say, slinakov, go out, leave the shul, go to the bathroom, kadeshia yuchal achrakach lismoch ge'ula tefila, so you can come back and conclude with the, you're going to go to the bathroom, you're not going to make an asher yotzer. V'yoyzer tov, im yochal, let's say, bein haprakim, it's better to leave between the prakim, which is again the different paragraphs of Shema, the different brachos. V'chein inis orelo taiva kodim shehischil bebirchos kriyas Shema. If you felt the need before you started that, nira de also lemor shuva birchos kriyas Shema kodim sheyivdok es atzmo. Then you would not be allowed to at that point. V'im kain lefimash mevur le'el sof simin nundale de baruchu shayech lebirchos kriyas Shema. Right, that as we explained, really. Once you say Baruch, that already is the beginning of Birchas Shema, Kriya Shema. Ve'achar Baruch Hu Nechshav ke'emtsa perek shal yotza, or you're in that perek. Inus or lo taiva besof psuki de zimra. If you feel you're holding by, I don't know, you're holding by Oz Yashir or something, or Yishtabach, also Leimor Baruch, and you should not say Baruch at that point. Dehu Inyan Acher, because it's starting something new when you felt the need to go to the bathroom. Imlo Shiyochel Ha'amid Atzmo Ad Parsh, unless you realize it's a small, again, as we said, if you feel a small need to go to the bathroom, not a pressing need, you can withstand the need to relieve yourself for the amount of time, 72 minutes, what it is, to walk the Parsa, Yish Lissel Ha'akel, then you could rely upon Kenab Sif Kotin Zayin, as we said. In the Ramah, he says that if you feel you don't have such a strong pushing need to go to the bathroom, she'ena misavet, wrote Saloma, she'ena nidchak lahotzas nekovim. You're not forced to relieve yourself. Ela bishis orus ba'alma. You feel the need to go to the bathroom. Again, every person knows their body well, and they feel like, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom in a few minutes. Imagine Lamashal, if you're driving the car and you're on the highway or something like that, and like there's a type of feeling like, okay, next time I see a rest stop, I'll pull over and go to the bathroom. No, like I really feel like I got to go to the bathroom. Yeah, a person feels the different levels of how badly they feel they need to go to the bathroom. Yud Aleph, v'lov hach, if it's not that pressing need, what's it mean? What's a lomar? You really could hold it in until you finish the davening. Nevertheless, yoter tov, it's better. That you should, again, this is durabonon, be'al teshaktu, but it's better to not hold in when the need to go to the bathroom. V'koya reisha. This is going on the first part. V'gama tefila on when you're davening Shmon Esrei. I'm b'mogin Avram shema arich b'din ze. Speaks a lot about the masik, and his conclusion is debitzibur after trumasadesh shemodel harashba. If you're with him davening tefila b'tzibur, then even the trumasadesh would agree to the opinion of the Rashba. De ain lahafsik be'emtsa tefila mipnei kovet habrius, because this is embarrassing. Person's all in the middle of Shmon Esrei and they stand in and walk out. We'll see that. One second, it was an earlier Deer Shul. Let me just go back. It's number 10, I think. Now, let's just stay on this. V'afilu b'yochid yesh lismuch gam kina harashbo d'lo yafsik. Even if you're davening by yourself, not with a minion, v'chein kosev b'chai adam d'osu lahafsik, you're not allowed to stop. V'derechayim kosev d'im yesh bo mishum ba'al t'shakzu yoch lahafsik. If it's so pressing, you feel like you have to go to the bathroom, you do this in the Deer Shul. This is what I was thinking about. It says Vegam 20. Vegam im yitztarich lavor betoch dald amashel hamispalul. Even if he's going to walk within the dald amashel, someone else was davening. Kosev eshel Avraham vechein kosev Chaim Kanievsky shemutulo kaven sheyeshlo mishum batashak. So we're allowed to do this. V'alko ponim, says Mishnah Berurah, gam l'didei ein alav chiyuv lahafsik. He doesn't have to. Kevin sheyochel la'atzur atzmo ad shigmar hatzvil, because you could hold it in. V'im ir shalo lamad ad shigmar shmon esrei. But if it's not, again, a person realizes I can't finish my shmon esrei without going to the bathroom. Mutul latzeis liponos be'emso. You could go, leave, and use the bathroom in the middle of the shmon esrei. Rakshal yafsik bedibush. Don't speak. As we said over a few minutes ago, you're not going to make a asher yotzeh at this point in time. Umashmim zeh da acher kach lo yitzarech lachzul rosh. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Kevin shekodem hatzefila lo hayitzarech l'nekova, because you didn't feel the need to go to the bathroom when you started davening. Hush lo yashe al yedei hayitziyah kedei ligmor es ligmor kol tefila. And that's really the amount of time that you went to go to the bathroom was not the finish the whole thing. In the Deer Shul it says here Veshir Hazman Kosabir Halach Lekamon Deyesh Lahakshi Rak Es Hazman Sheholich Lebeis Hakisei. The amount of time you went there Ves Hazman Sheshor Sham. The amount of time you spent there Ach Es Hazman Shechoyzer Mishum Lechora Misham. Sorry, Lechora Ein Lahakshi. Don't count the amount of time it takes to walk back. The Hare Az Kevar Roy Hu Lehispalo, because technically speaking, you could have davened that explicit second once you got out of the bathroom. So if it takes you a minute or two to walk back from the bathroom to where you were, that's not part of the cheshbon. Okay, Sivkat and Yud Beis, Im Rots, a person wants to, Akriya Shema, Dela'il, Mine Koi. This is going back on the first part of the Shema, the Toli Biritzono. This is if you wanted to, again, as we said, that if you want to be, again, Matil Mai means to urinate, then you could do this in the middle then. Ve'il B'tzefila, but if you're talking about Shemona Esrei, no, Ein Roshoi Lazuz, M'makoma Ad Shigmor. You can't move until you finished it. Okay, Gimel does not have any Mishnah Berurah. It just says Tzarech Kodem Tefila Lahasir Keho Vineo V'chol Davar Hatordo. This is the type of mucus and the phlegm or anything else that's going to distract you during the davening. You want to put yourself in the zone. I remember I was listening to a shir, in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Tuvia Kaplan, a very wonderful mashpia, and he was saying, you know, you see that the goof affects the neshama. He's like, what do you mean? He says, you ever try to have kavanah when you have a runny nose? It's a good point. You know, we think we're so, you know, disconnected. But lemaisa, you have to take care of your bodily needs before you, because that affects the neshama. It affects your ability to concentrate, to focus during the davening. So that's all these things. Blowing your nose, getting whatever it is, all the stuff that should be taken care of. It's pretty straightforward. Dalit. Washing our hands. Sarach lirchos yodov b'mayim im yeshlo. To wash your hands with water if you have. V'im einlo tzarech lachzor acharehem ad parsa. You'd have to go back a parsa in order to get it. V'hanimili kishahu holech b'derech b'mayim nimtsoim lefonav. This is if you're traveling and the water will be ahead of you on the journey. Aval im tzarech lachzor achorav l'mokom mayim. If you have to go backwards ad meal chosen, in that place you only go back to a meal 18 minutes behind or 72 minutes ahead of you. Yozim meal ain't a chosen, but more than a meal you don't have to go back for. Ve'im is yarish yavor zman tefila. And if you're afraid by going back to get the water, you're now going to miss the zman tefila. Yinaki yod a bit swor, then you can oba offer oba chom ini de menake. In this case, you can clean your hands on rock or on dirt or anything that would clean your hands. Ayin lekamen, simen resh lamed gimel. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat in Yud Gimel Lirchotz Hatam Alzeh. Why do you have to wash your hands? Ayin leel b'simen b'reish simen dalid b'Mishnah Berurah gal matefila mincha v'arvis. You have to wash your hands before davening all of the tefilos. Just in the Dirshu, he brings down the machlokus rishonim as to what was the reason why we wash our hands, either because we're created brand new or because we touched the unclean parts of our body or a ruach ra. Different shitas given as to what the reason is behind that. This applies, you should wash your hands before Shachris Mincha and Mar. Bitzarach Lentila. Tila, come on. Reish Lamed Gimel, Sif Beis, Das Haramba. This is a wild chumra over here. Dehecha Ditzarach Lito Yodav. If a person says the Rambam, if you were required to wash your hands, Velo Noto, Vegamlo Nika Osam Bitzor, you needed to wash and you didn't do that, or you didn't clean them with the pebbles or anything like that, Afilu Bidiyevit ain't Tefilosa Tefila. Wow. It's ma'akev even b'di'evid v'tzarech ian ladina. We don't really paskin like this, but it is brought here. And bir halacha shi'arnu de'ein choizer lehispalo. We don't follow this, but again, that is an interesting sheet of the Rambam. That's ad kedekach the requirement to wash your hands or to clean them at least. Yudal b'mayim ve'ein hanigov ma'akev b'zeh k'mosh ma'akev b'netilas la'chila. Drying them is not going to be ma'akev like it would be in the same thing. Washing your hands before eating bread, they have to be dry. Where tezvav tzarich vidav ki kishyadeya shehem meluch lechois, when you know for a fact that they are dirty. Aba bastam yadayim make a besimin besamach sif hey ein sham. But in the default value is that the hands are clean. Tez zayin lachzor, to go back ve'im yitzarich ayde ze leilich acher kach yechidi. If by turning around and going back to get water to wash before davening, now you're going to have to travel by yourself. Oshel yuchel ayde ze lehagil lemchoyz chefto ba'od yom. You're not going to get where you wanted to, but while it's still daylight, ain tzarich lachzor klal. And one is not required to go back for getting the water. Okay, sifkat in yud zayin holich baderech. You're traveling. This is going, you know, continuing on your way, not to stop and daven now. But rochev dino. And if you're riding on an animal, same thing as by walking by foot. Gam ein chilik, those distinctions made bein derech ra latov, it's good road or bad road. Becholze davke kishiyodeh bevadeh shimse shamayim. This is when you know that by traveling and pushing on for another 72 minutes, you're going to find water in that location. If you have a doubt of abasafek lo, the one is not required to keep on going straight ahead. Maybe they're going to find water there. Yudches la'achorav, but about turning around. Bechol shekin shu yoshe bebeso. Certainly, if you are at home, the bevada chayv lachzor lechatchila achar mayim im yadeh shiyodav meluch lachos. So if you're home, it's much easier to get water. So anyone is required to do this before davening. How far? You tested ad meal. The harbe poiskim sovrim de meal atzmo dina kiyoser mi meal. It's ad velo ad bechlal. You have to go up to and not including, meaning that's already to go a meal is considered to be more than a meal. Fine. But this is not, you're not going to miss the Zman Tefillah and the Chaf. Says the Mishnah Zman Tefillah legamri, entirely. Ve'im hu b'mokam sheyesham asara shemispalim. So you're in a minyan, the davening right now. Ve'im yachzor achar mayim yavor Zman Tefillah tzibur. And if by you going to get water to wash your hands, you're going to miss the zman of tefillah b'tzibur. Kosav abach the af sheyesh lo shahos. Even if you'd have time afterwards, ain't tzarach lach. So you do not have to go get the water because you're going to miss the davening right now. V'naki b'midi d'menaki. So just, you know, wipe them on the dirt or the pebbles or anything else. Chafalaf yinake yodav, clean your hands. Rotz lomer de ein lo lachzer az acher mayim shema yavur hazman. You don't have to go searching for water because you might miss the zman tefila. V'chol shekin, how much more so the inyan kriyas shema bevaray also lahamtin al mayim o im yesh chashasha shema yavur hazman. So certainly for kriyas shema, it's a deraisa. You don't miss this just looking good for the water. Elinake v'yikra, just clean your hands, wipe them on the tree or something like that, some abrasive surface, and that when then you say the shema. V'yesh har be'poskim shesovrim de b'kriyas shema. When it comes to, you know, take up k'mishegia to haschalas zmana im ein lo mayim menake v'yikra, do it right away. This is an important halacha to know. V'lo yamtin al mayim, don't wait for the water to come. Then he references what's coming up in Chaf Sivkan Chaf Gimel Simon Lamed Reish Lamed Gimel Desha Mevur Zman Hamincha. There, we're talking about what the Zmanim is for davening Mincha. Okay, last one for today is Sif Hey. Rochatz Yadav Shachris VeHisiach Daito. So if you washed your hands in the morning, you got distracted. Tzvichin Netila. You need to wash again. Letefila. You need to wash. I'm sorry. Tzvichin netila l'tefila im yesh l'mayim. If you have water, af al pi she'eni yadei lehem shum lichluch. Right. Even if you don't know there's any real filth on them, v'lo yivarech. You don't make a bracha on this. Ve'im ein l'mayim mezuman. You don't have water prepared for you. Ein tzarich lachzor v'lito. Then you don't have to go around, go back and rewash them. Says the Rama v'filu ha'yodav meluch lachos v'notlin l'tefila. Ein mevarech kileel. Simin Vav. So even if your hands were dirty and you washed them into Davin, you don't make a bracha again, as we saw earlier back in Simin Vav. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Gimel, Hisiach Daito, you had a Hesach Hadas, you got distracted. Roitz Lom means as follows. Shehifli Harbe Ben Netila Tzvila. There's a long break between when you washed and when you're Davening. Ad Shehisiach Daito. So much so that now you have a Hesach Hadas. V'cholshkin, how much more so is right, and that washing, you know, when you wash in the morning, you're going to be davening mincha hours and hours and hours later. Since you now have a hesach adas, you're not necessarily watching careful to make sure that your hands don't become dirty, your hands are always moving around, touching all sorts of things, all sorts of parts of your body. Maybe you touched a part of it. Maybe you touched, you know, above the knee. Maybe you touched above the elbow, any of these places, the hair, stuff like this. Right. But for learning and for brachos, we assume that your hands are fine. Ava b'simin dalik kosa prima godim de la kriyashma pesulos stam yadayim. He's machmir and says no. The default value is that stam for shema is not going to be good. Okay, the last Mishnah Berurah for today is chavav ein tzarich. You do not have to go back if you don't have the water available. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afal pichei, nevertheless, tzarech lenakos osam b'midi d'benake, you still need to clean them with something that's, you know, wipe them on an abrasive surface. D'dilma mudbag bo ma'at soa, maybe some excrement, o tzeh or sweat, alidei hanegiyah b'mekoymes ha'mechusin, they touched something that, you know, is normally covered. V'yis kanach alidei hanikoyim, right, they're going to get clean by wiping them away. V'davke b'stam yadayim mekel ha'mechaber. This is just stam in general that they were lenient on this. In the Dushya points out from Chaim Kanievsky, that's degam im hamayim einem b'geis ha'kineses, mistabeh shetzarech leches, laleches kitzas avur zeh. Sure, go get it. Aval im noga b'mokam betunach. But if you touch a place that is filthy, kol shekein kesha also tzorach, and certainly if you actually relieved yourself, apet tefilas amincha tzorach lachzor achar mayim, then we'd have to go get water and clean yourself before davening mincha. Okay, that concludes the shiur today. Mr. Shem will pick it up with Vav next year.